Welcome to Season 1, Episode 6 of The Scare Guys Show. This week we talk all about Halloween Horror Nights, where we just visited this past Friday. It was a whole lot of fun. And we're going to talk about one of our most favorite Halloween films, Trick or Treat, which we just watched live. Carrie just watched it live with Anthony this past week. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And in one word, how do we feel about it? Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Welcome to The Scare Guy. We are so excited because we are about to enter into October, which is my favorite month of the year. Halloween is almost here. I'm going to actually throw a knife. Kids, don't ever do this at home.
Ah!
All right.
Oh, what'd you cut into me?
My name is Jim. I am the managing editor here at The Scare Guy. You can find us at thescareguy.com or subscribe here to the podcast. You can also find me online at The Con Guy. No, at Con Guy Jim. So many things. All right.
Okay, cool. Hey, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. I'm a host here at Popcorn Talk and AfterBuzz and a lot of other fun filmmaking stuff, which we'll probably get into on this episode.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Katie. My Twitter and all that stuff is at KT_Christine, but I also have a cosplay account, which is Katie's_fairytale. So, first time here, but I've been on the Con Guide.
Yes.
I'm Jake, a tour guide at Warner Brothers Studios, tour Hollywood, movie buff extraordinaire, and all-around horror fan. Find me at JT Hummus on Twitter.
I did. I added
yes.
it. Yes. All right.
We became friends.
And who do we have on the couch? That is Cheeseman on the couch.
Oh, just kidding. I'm alive. He didn't really stab me with a real knife. Look.
Kids, that's a special
foam.
Effect.
And it's con friendly. Did you know that?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's just a little pointy, but it's foam. But anyways, you can find me on Twitter at ConGuyLuke and on thescareguy.com, Twitter, Instagram, and especially the website.
Do you know, speaking of the song we just had playing, Michael Jackson's Thriller, we had somebody last week who...
Yes!
Did you
comment?
See that? The comment. I was...
Well,
I've
let
never,
them know.
I've never heard of your show, and I was getting ready to watch, but since you're playing Michael Jackson's Thriller, I turned it off.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, they're
again.
A Prince fan, is what they're saying.
Oh, maybe.
Is it one or the other? Is that what it is?
I
don't know. It made no sense. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah, let's...
Good riddance? Like,
they,
if that
do they
turned
like
you
13
off?
13 going on 30? Do they like that film?
Hey, that's a good movie.
Yeah, but it has Thriller.
There's so many things to be protesting these days. That's just not it. That is just
yes.
it.
Thriller?
I've never heard of anybody who doesn't like that song.
Right?
No. Makes sense.
Maybe they love it, but come back. Yeah. Are ruining it with all of our cheesy jokes. Especially
cheesy?
Me.
What are you talking about?
Meh.
Jokes. Did you guys hear that we have rescheduled The End of the World? Actually, this is kind of cool. It was on CBS News.
Oh, no. They actually covered it on the...
It was a news item. After September 23rd came and went without a rogue planet crashing into the Earth.
Oh, yeah. This was Planet X, right?
The famous numerologist David Mead had to reschedule the apocalypse because he was wrong.
That was nice of him.
He had, you know, he researches, like, biblical texts and ancient Egyptian texts and all over the world, and he has come to the conclusion that a planet called, what was it?
It was Planet X.
Yeah, Planet X. Well, they give it a name. Nibiru.
I know. I had a dude, an older man, like, literally out of nowhere, like, in a public space, be like... I have people randomly talk to me sometimes. It was just like, have you heard about Planet X? Look it up on YouTube. Every time I go, they'll take stuff down and it's real information on there. But like, all seriousness. And I was like, okay, dude, whatever. And then I'm like, oh, wow.
It actually happened.
Oh.
We narrowly escaped.
We
barely escaped. He was wrong. He was wrong. What was funny is...
He was inaccurate.
Inaccurate. I love the title,
alternate effects.
I love CBS's title. It has been rescheduled.
Rescheduled.
The end of the world has been rescheduled.
Aww.
That's just so great. NASA even had to weigh in and say, no, the guy is wrong because he was causing such a stir. But now, since he was wrong, this is what he says now. The world is not ending, but the world as we know it is ending. Oh, that's a way to get out of it.
Oh, that's the biggest eye roll moment.
I thought the 23rd was supposed to just mark the beginning to the end. By the way, this is God speaking.
God has decided
thank
not
you
to
for rescheduling God, the apocalypse.
Yeah, thanks.
Can we
yeah,
bump
got
it back
a little
another
lazy.
Week, please?
Yeah.
It was a lazy day for me on Saturday.
Right. Right.
He was resting.
It was a Sabbath.
Yeah. But anyways, I just thought that just made my day when I saw that... the end of the world was rescheduled. That was so great. That was so great. Hey, let's go around the table and see what everybody's been up to, especially these two ladies right here. You guys have been making films. Katie, can we start with yours? I just saw some posts you were doing recently about some film you guys are doing.
Yeah, me and some of my coworkers were making a short film that was supposed to be for a festival that got rescheduled, canceled, don't really know.
End of the world.
Yeah, maybe. And so we just decided to keep to go ahead with filming it. A couple nights, about 10 hours or so of filming, mm-hmm. At 5 different locations. Ooh. And it's certainly like a tiny bit of dialogue. There's not very much.
Can you tell us anything? It looks super creepy,
though. It's already up on YouTube. It was shot on an iPhone 7.
Nice.
So, you know. But it was fun. I got to be a ghost, and I got to kill people.
Tell you what, we will post that onto the Scare Guy, but tell us how people can find it right now.
What's the title?
Homecoming? Homecoming, I believe.
She just acted. She's basically not the producer or the director.
Yeah, it's Homecoming. It's basically a couple moves into a house, mm-hmm. and has a housewarming party. Oh, it's housewarming, I think. I don't even know the title. I'm bad.
You're not a very good.
Anyway, I know.
Publicist.
Anyway, so and then you know they don't
excellent
know the
ghost,
they don't
though.
Know
she's
that there's some
ghost.
History in the house, basically. Okay. So yeah, it's like 3 minutes long.
And for those of you who don't know, Katie has not been on The Scare Guy before, but she has been a frequent host on our other show, The Con Guy. The Scare mm-hmm. Guy is the scarier side of The Con Guy, so she is a big fan of especially cosplay and conventions, and we see her just about at every convention we go to. So it's always glad to have... Well, we are always glad to have you here, and she now has moved closer to the studios, so
yes.
we can have her on more often. That's yes. fantastic.
Wait, does she get the question about horror starting?
Oh yeah, that's right.
New to this one.
Thank you for reminding me. Whenever it's your first time on the show... We spring this on you. Your fascination with horror and horror films and everything scary, when did it start for you?
I never really was into scary movies because I'm a little chicken, mm-hmm. so I didn't like them growing up. But in the last 3 years, we'll say, two years, I've gotten more into it because of all my coworkers and all that stuff. And I'm trying to make myself like it more, and I'm starting to understand why people like it. And it's definitely... its own genre and category. It's totally different than anything else. And just the way that, like, just the genre is almost a cult following, not even just individual films. And being a costumer and liking to do cosplay stuff, it's fun to see.
Yeah, I should say,
too.
Like, although we don't, like, talk about our day jobs and where we work, but you actually are you're a costumer here in Hollywood, which is kind of a good avenue to be in.
Yeah.
If you're going to be into cosplay. And so, also, you said some of your favorite parts of horror like are zombies?
Yeah, I really like zombies and vampires.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. Vampires is number one, and then zombies has kind of just become a huge thing, you know, because of Walking Dead and all the comics and other shows. Even iZombie, which is fantastic. I love that show.
So have you watched Van Helsing? Because they're essentially zombie vampires.
I haven't watched that.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's the streaming version, not the Hugh Jackman version, right?
The television show,
To clarify.
Which is on Netflix, and we did an after show here. And it's a fun show, but how they do most of the vampires is kind of like zombies.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just what about Supernatural? That has some scary moments, right? And you've been watching big
yeah,
fan
Supernatural
of that show.
Is yeah, would be
you're a huge Supernatural
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, Supernatural was like the highest I would go with scary. That and Doctor Who were like the highest I would go for the longest time.
Oh, yes.
Because they're not quite they're not too bad because they're on like network TV. But yeah, like horror films, I would be like, yeah, I'll see that where I can sit at home on my couch.
But you will be attending this year, and since this is the topic of the show tonight, you're going to be attending Halloween Horror Nights over at Universal Studios. You probably will be heading down to... Is it not scary? And...
I already did Horror Nights.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Fantastic.
Hopefully I can get down to Not Scary Farm. I don't know if I'll be able to with my time and everything. But my favorite is Queen Mary, so I'm hoping to make it to
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't been to the Queen Mary, but I'm planning on going this year. They got some great ticket deals on... One of those ticket deal things that you get online.
What do you like about Queen Mary?
Boy, I sure helped you there.
Costco.
Well,
probably at Costco, something like that.
Queen Mary Dark Harbor was the first Halloween event I went to
here
in Southern California. And so...
And for people who don't know, Queen Mary is the ship that's docked down in Long Beach, and they turn it into a big haunted ship with
and
the whole...
And supposedly it is haunted.
Yeah.
I like it because... it's not bound by some of the rules that the theme park... haunts are.
That can be too. Throw you over the side.
So they're a little bit more free to roam around and do more with it that they can't really do at Knott's Berry Farm or Universal.
Do you sign a waiver?
No.
Okay.
It's not that intense.
No, no. But, they have a ship that's haunted already. I went many years ago, and I don't know if this was something you felt. Like, the ship itself is the perfect environment, and you're, like, just waiting in line in there. I'm like, this is creepy.
It feels like a floating overlook hotel, kind of.
Yeah. It's just so fantastic. Cool and creepy.
It's creepy. I prefer the mazes on the Queen Mary because they're
so good.
They are creepy just being there.
Exactly.
But also it's dark and just
kind of what Carrie's saying. It's like it's the perfect place to have it. Kind of like having a haunted house in the bowels of a castle or something like that.
The basement of a Bowery.
It's like
or
your environment is what the scare is.
Yeah, and I think another reason why I've learned to like that event too is it doesn't really ever seem like there's too many kids there. It seems like it's a more an adult event. Which I kind of like a little bit.
We're not a kid-hating show, but
No, there are kids that, go to the scare. And some kids are for it, and they love it. But then there are kids that I've seen parents taking children. They're, bawling their eyes out. And you're like, how are you this mean to your kids?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Even when we saw, It a couple of weeks back, it's not the worst show in the world, but, some little kids are sitting in there screaming their heads off every time something scary happens.
It is rated R, so.
Yeah. I don't know if those are good parents or bad parents. I'm kind of on the fence because my parents put me in front of the scariest movies ever when I was
a little
bit of
kid. But were you screaming and crying?
Yes, I was. And basically,
you're, disproving your parents.
My mom and dad were just put something over your head, you'll be fine, so. I turned out not so fine. So anyways, tonight we are talking a whole lot about Halloween Horror Nights since we did experience it, and we are also going to be talking about Trick or Treat. But before we get to that, there's a couple things I would like to cover, and we're going to... First, Carrie, we have a couple of films up on the Scare Guy right now that are super, super cool, and they are called... can you tell us about your films? I'm blanking.
No, it's okay.
One's Cannibal Katie.
Yeah, and I actually just remembered one that I didn't make it, but I acted in it, and I actually had someone be like, were you in this movie? I'm like, yes, I have such a small part that if you find me, good job. It's called The Dark Tapes. I think you reminded me talking about one of the... something you watch. It's a horror anthology about these people, and they're trying to videotape / document ghosts, and then it's kind of in the vein of VHS, and there's the main strain that just jumps to these other horror bits. And so there we go, we got a visual, sprung it on y'all. It's pretty fun. I actually liked it. It's one of those
cover art. Really like that.
I was only there for one day of filming, and in the end it's such a small little part that you get. Then you're like, all right, it's cool. But I think it's a found footage style, too.
Nice.
But there's one of them in it that I don't want to spoil it, but one of the stories went in a completely different direction than you kind of expect, and I found that so rewarding because I was like, oh, nice. I didn't think it was going to go that way, and it did, so I was like, all right. I like the one I was in, too, because I didn't get to read it all, and so seeing it was the surprise. But that one's totally available online. And probably those platforms, I don't know all the details. I'm bad at promoting my own film that I'm in. But again, I only have a teeny part, so yay, it's available for
you. I have not heard of this. I'm excited about seeing
nice.
It. The cover art sells me on it right there.
Yeah,
should just make a website called available.com and everything's there.
Yes.
But then you actually have a couple of films that we currently have online. Cannibal Katie. Can you tell us about Cannibal Katie?
So I made this for the Collaboration Filmmakers Challenge. So we had 2 weeks to make a movie, and we made it in one day. And we wrote it in pretty much a day, cast it a day, and then filmed it. And, there's a little picture. It came out really fun. I was like, over. Yep, that one. It's very fun, kind of dark comedy, which is what I really, dark horror comedy, which is what I like. And, I don't want to tell you too much because it spoils it. But it's online. You can go watch it. Just YouTube, Cannibal Katie, and probably include my name, and you'll definitely find it right.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not... I won't give anything away, but it's not giving away too much to think there might be some cannibalism involved.
Maybe.
Because the way we described it on the site is it's a film that asks the question, what's worse, a cannibal or a vegan?
Nice.
And,
we had an original
who talks
title.
About it more? Who's more vocal about their diet? That's the question.
Yeah, you need to watch it. We had a different title at first because when we were doing the festival, I was like, well, that totally gives something kind of away. And so it was How to Get Your Protein. Because that's kind of the double entendre of, like, vegans of, like, how do you get your protein? And there were, like, questions in it that I had a friend who's vegan. I'm like, can you, like, are these real questions you get? And she's like, absolutely. And so I'm like, awesome, cool. So we went out that way. But, yeah, it's really fun. I like that one a lot. Everybody in it and everybody involved is better than I expected. Like, there's some moments I'm like, oh, you're watching the footage and you're just like, oh, this went a different direction. I like it so much. So I directed that one and produced it. And then the other one, I made this one, like, how many years ago? Only the Smart Survive, mm-hmm. and it's a horror comedy on how to survive a horror movie, kind of done in the old, like, goofy cartoons of, like, so you think you can survive a horror movie? Well, let's look at how you do that.
I loved this one. This one was fantastic.
And then that one was made for the, which I don't know if that festival's still going, it's called the No Budget Film Festival, so the rule was you couldn't spend any money on it. And so, wait, I was like, you're almost over picture, lower. Anybody listening, we have somebody on the computer screen. Over, lower. It's the people sitting around in a circle. Oh, nope.
We're being so tough on Mr. Producer.
Yep, down, right. Middle, nope, you missed it.
It's like he's trying to scratch
yes,
our back.
That one.
Like down a bit, down a bit to the right. These
are some of my actors, and they did a great job. They're super funny. And, yeah, we just kind of had a lot of fun. We went to a cabin up at Lake Isabella for the weekend and filmed in a cabin and spent the night there. So that was so awesome to be, like, with your friends and filming a horror movie.
Is there any way, without giving away any plot points, you can give us an idea of, like this is how to survive
Yes, how to survive killer. A horror movie and...
Serial killer. Was it a horror movie or serial
killer?
Well,
how to survive a horror...
Only the smart survive.
Well, it's only the smart survive. Sorry, so the idea is, like... you hear a noise outside. Do you go investigate? No. You should come prepared. You should wear appropriate clothing. you should stick together, like those kind of things. And it kind of makes fun of horror tropes. And they're both super short films, so they're like 6 minutes or less, guys. So
I encourage you to pause this right now and go watch. As soon as we're done,
come right back.
Come right back.
They're a lot of fun.
That one, I think, again, type Only the Smart Survive. And I know both of those, if you add Carrie Lane to it, you'll probably find that. And then that one I also directed and produced. My friend the girl in it, the redhead with the braid, she wrote it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I did not know that. So, or if you go to thescareguy.com right now, both of them are right there on the front page.
Right.
So take a look at those. Yeah. You will really enjoy those.
They're super fun.
We have a little tiny bit of news, and then we're going to jump into Halloween Horror Nights. The biggest horror news for me especially, because this is my favorite horror film of all time, is that Jamie Lee Curtis, what is she doing?
She's coming back.
Next year is the 40th anniversary of the original John Carpenter's Halloween, and so he has returned.
Nice.
He is an executive producer, and he is also doing the score. Hopefully he's helping them to work on the story as well, because it's been suffering of late. But Jamie Lee Curtis is back. She released it on her own Instagram page, and she's in
the photo is so good. It's so good.
The actual clothes.
It's interesting. Sorry, making it, though, because it's like Pineapple Express guys.
Oh, David Gordon Green. I just saw his recent movie, Stronger, which is very good, but not a horror movie. Exact opposite of a horror movie.
Danny McBride is a co-writer. Also not a horror writer.
I was going to say, is it Danny the actor? Okay, I saw that and I was like, wait, is that the same person? Okay.
Tie-in / remembering another thing. I went to the Halloween house when I worked on another horror movie. And we filmed in front of it. So it's a horror movie called Followed. It's not out yet. That one's post-production. I did assistant directing on that one. And that's feature length. And it's a YouTube celebrity guy who investigates horror hauntings and stuff, who doesn't believe in it, but then goes to this hotel, which is based on the Cecil Hotel downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we filmed in downtown, not at that hotel. But we went to two different hotels, so movie magic, secret behind the scenes, and that were supposedly haunted, though I didn't see anything. I'm kind of disappointed. But we filmed part of our bit in front of the Halloween house, which was super fun.
That's pretty cool. And for those of you who are not aware, the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles does have a notorious history. It was the home of a couple of serial killers who lived there. Was it the Night Stalker, Ramirez?
Yep.
and some other people jumped out and killed themselves.
Elizabeth Lamb.
Is she
That's
the most...
other one too? No, she's the one who was the mysterious desk who was found in the water tower.
Okay, yeah, and the most
that
recent
happened
one.
There t- all
yeah,
this
the most recent
there?
One wasn't. If you did, there was
it's now like Stay on Main. Like they've changed the name and mm-hmm. stuff, but it's
Stay
still there.
On Main.
That doesn't change
like
anything.
Wait,
no, it's still the same hotel.
But what Carrie's talking about is recently, like a few years back, there was a.
You can watch the elevator footage.
There's elevator footage of this lady running into the elevator.
I've
She's
seen
running.
That.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? She's running from somebody, and then she
and
looks
her behavior
back,
is so
and she's
bizarre.
Freaking out. And she's looking around the corner. She comes back, and she
and then, the elevator door never shuts.
Yep, and then
ever in it.
A few days later, or maybe a week later, the guests are complaining about the taste of the water. And so, guess where they found
yep.
her? Face down in the water tank,
naked.
Naked on the roof.
Yep. This just took a turn.
Yes, and it's and the thing too with it is, we kind of have a character that maybe. It's so bizarre because the thing is, they said like there's no way that she could have opened and shut that mm-hmm. door herself to get in there. So it's like there's no way she could have done it all by herself. But there were no drugs in her system. It's so bizarre.
So stay on Main.
So stay on
yeah.
Main.
All right.
I used to live
do an overnight
from
episode.
That place. And here, and a little bit more trivia.
Suspect.
Ryan Murphy's American Horror Story Hotel was based on this hotel.
Cecil Hotel.
I don't think they did the best job, though. It wasn't terrible. American Horror Story Hotel.
No, that one's, they're basing that on H.H. Holmes.
What's that mean?
Because he built, you guys don't know about H.H. Holmes? Devil in the White White City, you guys need to read that book.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're making a movie on that. He was the first like American serial killer and built a hotel that had secret rooms that could lock people up and burn them. I thought that's what they
No, that was. He was in there. He was in that series.
He was the character.
But they originally got the idea for having a haunted hotel from this.
Sorry, I was like, but that's
no,
the guy. That's his
you
hotel.
Are correct. You are correct. And then they built the mythology around him. He's the reason.
It's a really good book, by the way.
Oh,
it's actually a nonfiction book.
So, the other little bitty piece of news is that It, the movie which everybody's seen, is taking the country by storm. It has recently become the highest rated horror film of all time. It just passed up, not Poltergeist, I love that film too.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist,
yeah.
another one. It is at
and
200.
People are wanting Amy Adams to be the adult version.
Did
of
you
the girl.
See that? Everybody's having their wish
adult
list.
Adult Bev, yeah.
2019, when the sequel comes out, they think Amy Adams should be in there.
We're tweeting about it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Here, let me tell you how it ends.
I mean, I've seen the original, so,
I'm sorry.
You know, but yeah. I know the premise and about it. I just haven't had time to see it yet.
So you know not to approach open sewer grates.
It kills
okay,
kids.
Good.
All right. Real quick, let me speed through this. We do have some upcoming conventions. Some of these are new this week. We've been kind of giving you some of the same old, but Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Convention is in Lexington, Kentucky, September 29th through October 1st. Monster Mania Con, September 29th through October 1 in Hunt Valley, Maryland. Here's a new one. The Living Dead Weekend, October 20 through 22 in Evans City, Pennsylvania. And then there's also the Long Beach Zombie Fest, which is a horror fest, October 20 through 22, Long Beach, California. Spooky Empire is still in Orlando. Largest convention in the horror convention in the U.S., they say, October 27 through 29. HalloCon in Chattanooga, Tennessee, October 27 through 29. And then, of course, Famous Monsters of Filmland is having a big horror convention in San Jose, October 27 through 29. That thing is building up fast. I don't know if you've seen like the people that are showing up with that, but that's going to be huge. They're going to have all kinds of special screenings, and I wish I could go to that, but that's also the same weekend as Stan Lee's LA Comic Con, which I do not want to miss.
Decisions.
Why?
If I'm going to that, I have no idea if I'm going to that yet.
Yes, you're going to that. Why would you not?
Because it's Halloween weekend.
it's a busy weekend.
Yeah.
No offense to it, but I'm like...
Okay, we're about to jump into Halloween Horror Nights, but before we do, Jake.
Yes.
You can finally talk about something.
I can finally
something.
Talk about
I'm so excited.
Talk about it.
Tell us about something cool happening in Hollywood, California.
The last couple times I've been on the show, I could only hint at stuff, but now the detail's been released. Woo-hoo! It's official. It's the Warner Brothers Studio Tour Horror Made Here Festival of Frights that's happening for 6 nights in October, 19th, 21st, 20th. And then 26th, 27th, and 28th. So tickets are available there. They're $69. It's a big backlot bash, music, food trucks, Halloween-themed activities, some dark mazes, and also tours After Dark. So some areas that are less than...
See, I didn't know it was so expansive like that. I thought it was just, oh, we're just going to tour some of the cool spots.
It's expanding this
year. Which is cool that, already, yeah. But then I saw, I was like, you have giant parties and all these mazes and all this stuff.
For those that had a chance at Hollywood and Vine, the It experience, mm-hmm. the Niebold House Hollywood, is moving to the Warner Brothers backlot.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you missed it on Hollywood Boulevard, you have a second chance here. It's going to be here. Along with the It VR experience. Is going
that was at Comic-Con?
Yeah.
The You'll Float 2 bus.
Yeah,
so that definitely makes that price far more appealing when you get all that. There's a lot. Okay.
And then there's like tours throughout. There's one that focuses on some of like the scary shows. Pretty Little Liars was a mainstay there for years. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can see Radley Sanitarium. There's also Going Through the Jungle, where True Blood filmed for many years. The exterior Merlots, lots of stuff. Props and costumes from the Conjuring universe.
Annabelle's there, right?
Annabelle's there. Yep. I've seen two they've set up already. I've seen two Annabelles already. So, yeah. And I've seen Pennywise's costume, and it's just as creepy in person as it was in
that movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
I was there.
The VR experience is great. I did both, but the VR still was my favorite.
Now, Warner Brothers has a long history. Warner Brothers New Line with horror films.
Definitely New Line.
What are some of like the films that have been filmed there on the Warner Brothers lot?
On the Warner lot specifically, New Line's offices are there. They're the house that Freddy built, of course. That's Nightmare on Elm Street. And the remake filmed on the Warner lot. But some of the recent ones were Annabelle Creation was filming there literally last year. Mm-hmm. Conjuring 2 is in stage 4.
Oh.
I give tours. I once happened upon Vera Farmiga while giving a tour while she was in the middle of filming that movie. She was in a robe and curlers, so I don't know if she wanted to be discovered in that state, but she was very sweet to the group. Gremlins 1 and 2, House of Wax, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Monster Squad from the 80s.
Ooh,
yes,
yay.
Shane Black.
Nice.
Lost Boys, The Swarm, The Bad Seed. Lots of great stuff is filmed there over the years.
Lost Boys,
Lost Boys.
We have to throw out that we will be helping Bernie to promote Lost Boys. A special screening is coming up at the Vista Theater in Hollywood in November, so
And he's also got the Friday 13th one.
Oh, yeah. October 13th. Friday 13th is screening at the Vista Theater. So we'll be putting links to those tickets. We can get tickets for those up on our site. Anything else we need to know?
Just if you want more information, you want tickets, wbstudiotour.com. All the information is there.
wbstudiotour.com.
Check it out.
And if, for those who have not been to the Warner Brothers Studio backlot, it's pretty amazing. Like some of the backlots here in town, they kind of sold them off and made them into malls and parking lots and stuff. But the Warner Brothers backlot is beautiful. It's absolutely
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's my favorite backlot. Yeah.
Mine too.
That one in Universal. Universal's
is ginormous, and this is equally as intricate. And there's so much stuff there. Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward. I think I might be going to do that. That's gonna be.
Yeah,
pretty
cool. I didn't even know about this.
Me neither.
That
sounds like, awesome.
Do they normally do a?
It's the second year of Halloween tour specifically. Last year was the first. We had film screenings of the Conjuring movies within Twilight tour, and this year is turning into like a whole immersive experience with like no really time.
I remember last year they showed you some of the spots from Exorcist or something like.
We had props from Exorcist. Regan's door. It was still broken from the Exorcist and vampire costumes. Gremlins. It was great.
Hey,
nice.
Brad. No, we're not showing them.
No, Brad.
Annabelle. All right, we'll leave that to ourselves. All right. So let's jump into the main topic of the night, which is Halloween Horror Nights over at Universal Studios. We went on Friday night. We have some pictures. We'll be hopefully for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see some of the pictures. Oh wait! We have a trailer. This is Eli Roth made this, and this is a very cool commercial that Eli Roth made for Halloween Horror Nights. I thought it was. Have you guys seen this?
Play it.
Maybe.
Okay, we can go ahead and play this when we get a chance. And it's, we're going into rated R territory. warning. So,
the star of the...
Is there sound?
Yep. For those of you who are not watching, we are kind of going through a creepy house. A lot of creepy
stuff. Oh, Ariel.
Yeah.
Well, they look like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
I love.
They pick the ethnically diverse people.
Yes,
that's right.
Did.
I have no idea where they're from.
They're eating that person.
Fun costumes.
It's got great
just taking
music.
Taking shots of her.
Yeah.
This feels like the beginning of Spectre.
Spectre, what Spectre?
The Bond movie.
Oh, and here we go. This typewriter from the Overlook Hotel, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, who is she? Is she? Oh, and there's the two little girls.
Nice.
The Shining.
And they're dead.
They're dead.
Oh. And of course...
Wait, they're going to keep going?
I know. They're back up. The girls are back up.
They're like, sure.
The murder. Red rum. Bam!
Ah.
Then comes the axe.
And then there's a random dungeon in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's the
hostel.
Portion.
Or no,
oh,
Saw.
Oh, Saw, yeah.
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 What's that guy's
Jigsaw.
Name? Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, go get this. Oh, it's American Horror Story. The people wearing the pig head.
That's literally my least favorite thing that American Horror Story has ever done. I hate it.
Roanoke. It's the pig man from Roanoke. And she wakes up from
this. It was
dream.
All a dream.
Well, or was it?
I was just going to say that.
I'm like, nope.
So she's...
Because she's alone. She had a boyfriend.
Oh! There it is! Ah! The best nightmares never end.
Nice.
So I thought that was a pretty
that's great.
Awesome.
That's promotion. A good ad.
That's a great ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, there's another like a 5-minute trailer about Eli Roth talking about the making of that, like the making of the commercial.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
We're gonna show that right now. Just
no, 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 no.
Just kidding. We don't have time for that. So go watch it online.
So let's go ahead and talk about
Horror Nights.
Horror Nights, Universal Studios. We went last weekend, which here in Hollywood was the second weekend of the event. Cheeseman, give me your overall impression after you drink from your
creature
from the Black Lagoon mug.
Creature Tiki.
Well, I had fun. The night went quickly. I didn't expect it to be as crowded as it was during this time of the year.
We'll what day of the week?
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Friday.
Katie's
though,
like,
so
what day of the week?
Usually we go on like a Thursday or a Sunday, so that's part of it. Then we got a little confused.
Makes a difference.
We thought Titans of Terror and the Tram Ride were like the same line.
I didn't know it was two different
attractions. We got to do both, though, which was good.
And also, what time did you arrive?
We got in around like 7:30.
Well, it opened at 7.
Oh. No, there's a special pre-entry.
Yeah, you got
like 5.
Go in
at 5. The first
so
is 5:30,
people.
5:30. Yeah.
We are being
you get an extra like 2 hours. I'm like, no wonder you didn't have enough time.
Class is in session, children.
We did 6 things though.
But
so okay.
I do have to tell Carrie something. You'll be proud of us. We did not pay to park.
Good job. Yay.
Because we bought tickets ahead of time and got
paid
free parking.
Oh.
And he was supposed to get a souvenir cup, but he didn't get his souvenir cup on time.
I know.
Wah, wah, wah.
You've been, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know about like the free parking or
well,
souvenir cup thing.
For the
if
first,
you buy
two,
in August,
first 2 weekends, if you, for like, the first 2 weekends, they were trying to get everybody to go. Then
see their announcements. I found out like after the fact that I'm like, I wish I had known that, and I would have bought my tickets cheaper. But
well, it was cheaper, but everybody and their mom.
Oh yeah, they
was
sold
there.
Out.
Yeah, they sold out.
Yeah.
But I would have wanted a chance to try.
What were the best parts?
Yes.
Best
what do
parts.
You think? Best
I
parts.
Always liked the tram.
The hits.
And this was cool because Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface and. There were some big and small Chuckies running around.
Nice.
The Terror Tram was the best part, I think. Well, I have a second best
part.
Then
you got to see the Norman Bates in front of the Bates house again. The line was actually shorter than it normally is,
good.
So I was able to get a nice group picture, and we only had to wait like
five
minutes.
Do we have any pictures? I think we sent some pictures in. So, yeah. So he's going to, there we go. So we got some pictures on right now.
What's this one of?
That is just random.
That's the scare zone, right?
I think it's one of the scare zones, Happy Halloween, that you're going through. I don't really know.
Here's a photo of ours. I don't remember.
I took that picture. I just thought it looked really cool. It was really cool scenery.
Okay.
And that,
yeah, that's a scare zone.
That's an amazing. Nice. That's one of the scare zone with the wolf coming over. Is that from American Werewolf?
The first scare zone is basically supposed to just be authentic Halloween type characters.
Yep. Classic horror.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? They didn't have any IP for the scare zones this year.
They're all just,
individual. Yeah, original.
Yeah. Kids, that stands for intellectual property.
Oh, yeah. But,
cool.
Meaning the people you recognize.
So we'll let the pictures go, but I think we're going to, there's the
nice.
There we
That's
are.
A good shot.
He was a great Norman.
Yeah, that was, the Norman Bates was there with our group. That was fantastic. That was part of the Terror Tram. You had to be on the Terror Tram. It took you out into the far reaches of the back lot, and you could go up and get your picture made. Which was
and then does it stop and abandon you there, and you have to make your way back?
Yes.
Or something?
There
still
was
that?
Lines.
Oh, and then this right here is what I do want to jump into here in a second. Like 90 minutes, 70 minutes, 70 minutes, 60, 50, 70, 50. I know. Everyone's going to say, well, you get what you pay for. I could have spent... How much is the for an alignment. Someone says like $200.
It's like $179 or it's almost $200.
Oh, just for Horror Nights.
No, that's just for the add-on extra front of the line.
That's
the
front of
the
line pass.
The add-on.
Well, that includes you still. That's your ticket too.
Oh, that's a ticket and
yeah.
Does it come with lunch and dinner?
No.
Right?
And a date. I mean, gosh.
Popcorn.
Because my friends do front of line every year because that's the only way it's worth it to them. So they've been doing it for a lot of years. They're done by 11 o'clock at night.
Do you know if they have the special after 11 front of the line pass? Because when we go to Orlando for like $60.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that.
I've never heard of
it. It just starts till after 11. So that's an Orlando thing, yeah.
They did bring back the VIP, or they called it RIP, tour this year. Yep. So
that's great.
Yeah.
The only way I've ever been able to get it, I didn't go this year, but the only way I've been able to do it in the past is going at the early entry at like 5:30, and like you go all the way out to the back of the park, get those done, and make your way forward.
You were
telling
us
that's common
theme
park practice, though. Yes. For everyone out there watching, you always do that no matter where you go.
We did not.
And then
go
that's,
to the back and then make your way to the gate.
Because those are the longest lines, too, at Universal. Yeah. So get there as soon as you can at the 5. I think we went at 5, and then I think they let you in early at 5:30, mm-hmm. but then they stop. And then they let the people in at like 7. So that's the only kind
of
way.
And don't get the Titans of Terror line mixed up. Because we were just going to like, oh, we'll just do the tram real quick because I thought it would be popular.
Yeah.
Because all the people that were on it.
Oh, tram's
Freddy
great. Yeah.
And all that. And I was just going to do that, then go right to the back. But then we accidentally did Titans of Terror before, which was the same characters for the most part.
Mine is Chucky.
So, yeah, and I think that's all the pictures we have. So some of my favorite things about it this year, the Titans of Terror tram and the Titans of Terror house. Loved those. Walking through the back lot of Universal, that's almost worth it to me all by itself.
It's so fun.
And they have probably like, 100, 200 people out there scaring you as you're going through the woods. And it's fantastic. I mean,
my technique worked as it always does because like no one's jumping out at you as a guy. But then if you do this.
Oh, that was funny.
And walk through, then all of a sudden they're chasing you and coming
lucky.
Back around and trying to
I do that, they ignore me. They're like, nope.
Well, like, Luke just put his hands over his face
you have
whole
to,
time.
Yeah, the girl fingers, yeah, it works all.
The girl fingers?
It works every time.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's not get sexist about this. Men can be terrified, too.
Didn't
the scary hands?
No, my favorite thing to do, though, is to watch, like, the big 6 feet... guys like who are walking through the scare zone looking like no one's gonna scare me.
Right.
You can't scare me.
Then why even come?
And then you watch the chainsaw guys just be like, oh, just wait.
Yeah.
And they'll stalk those guys and then terrify them. And
now,
it's
if
the funniest
you do
thing to
not
watch.
Want to know any of the scares from Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, stop listening right now because we're gonna talk a little bit about it.
But then come back after you've gone.
Yeah, wait for 30
just give
seconds.
Us a few minutes.
Yeah, but we only have a few minutes. Wow, this time goes
went by
fast.
So fast.
So, like, one of my favorite things was, and I did not like it last year, but the American Horror Story House.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I was surprised how much, God has spoken. So, I was surprised how much I liked it this year, because last year I hated it, because we waited in line for a super long time, and you got into it, it was like, eh.
Yeah, and as you saw in there, it was like 90-minute wait.
Yeah, 90-minute wait. It was super popular. So, at the end of the night...
Let's try 5 minutes.
Basically, we were the last boys. All of our crowd slowly was winnowing away and going and leaving, like, had to, gotta be at work in the morning. Love you, ladies. Just kidding. But, so, it was kind of...
I know who that was.
Oh, but we love her. She had to make a cake.
Please don't stop.
Oh, I know. But like American Horror Story, there is one part of that house where I'm walking through, and there's like a 20-foot tall giant. It looks like a statue made out of hay, and then it starts walking and leaning down at me. I'm like, F that. That was done.
I should have been recording. It would have been the best scare Jim ever.
It would have.
He basically like backed himself into a.
And then
corner.
Another one.
Did
Ash
he scream?
Versus I was a little girl. Sorry to be sexist again, but I so was. Oh my gosh, that one killed me. And then Ash vs. Evil Dead. That one was fun. But then towards the last half of it, they had those the demons with the giant mouths and like all dressed in like tights, and they would blend in with the walls and everywhere. Mm. And then they would just jump out from everywhere. That one was freaking me out too. So well done, Universal. You guys did great on those. What about you?
The only time I really jumped was during the American Horror Story one. There was this room where there was the three girl like dressed up, and then one all of a sudden was like. Like, right in my face. But, I mean, I don't jump much, but that one did get me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did enjoy The Shining. That was cool. Although I wish it would have kind of taken you on the journey of the craziness a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you kept saying,
I went in with such high expectations, but it still was good. And I was somewhat bothered a little bit by the masks I quite didn't buy yet. Because, like, usually they find people in Hollywood... You can find a lot of, like, lookalike type
face
people.
Actors.
So they usually find, like, people that look like the character, but this time they had like these rubber masks that kind of
like for Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall,
also for Evil Dead too with Ash. Bruce
that's
Campbell.
Interesting. Ash and Jack. They had all these Ash and Jack masks that everybody was wearing.
Because at like Comic Con, they had the like army of Ash guys, and like they weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, I would have preferred that, but.
I did enjoy the Shining maze. I will say it was not the scariest maze, but it was very fascinating. If you're fans of the movie, you know.
Kind of like the movie. It's like fascinating.
It was fascinating. Yeah. You would see all the things from the movie, the accoutrement from the film. And it was we were walking through the overlook. It was, I liked it.
What about you? That was the first maze I went on because we thought the line was going to get really long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the way down to the lower lot. So, They held the line, and we were the first ones in, and I was like, okay, that's not going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we were the first ones in, so everybody had a chance to reset, and I don't even know who the character was. All I know is I rounded, like, the third corner, and I almost fell to the ground because they scared me so bad. So they got probably one of the best scares from me that night. I can't even tell you. They're like, what part was it? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just
Jack
know.
Jack Nicholson breaking through the door.
And then I did think that the scene with the girls and the cascading blood was
awesome. Well, yeah.
That was probably one of my favorite visual things of the
They visually recreated the scene. Yeah. You saw the girls and then the elevator opens.
And it flashed away. Yep. Then they disappeared. And yeah, it was cool. And then I didn't get a chance to do Saw or Ash versus Evil Dead, but my other one of my other favorite things is actually the Jabberwocky show this year.
Mm-hmm.
Love that show.
I saw it last year. I hadn't seen it the first year, but it's a new story this year. I very much enjoyed it.
Those who don't know, Jabberwockies is what?
It's the dance crew from, most people know them from America's Best Dance Crew,
mm-hmm.
but they also have a show in Vegas now, mm-hmm. Kind of just skyrocketed, becoming one of the most popular crews. And yeah, so it's a fun show, and it's a good way to like rest your feet
mm-hmm.
for 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I highly recommend it because it's a fun show, and it's cool.
And what was one of the best things that they added to Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood this year that was a big change?
Oh, I know what he's talking about. They have beer in one place.
Beer was back.
You can get a beer in the Simpsons area.
Yeah.
There's Moe's. A couple places where you can get it, and you can get an IPA, you can get the Moe's beers there.
It was pretty cool. Like, it was
but
a beer
you're limited
garden.
To two, and then they stamp your wrist.
They stamp you to make sure you don't get any more.
We just
That's
got one,
good.
Though.
Well, if they're going to, you know, if they had a problem, because what we were told was before in years past, they had a problem with gangs coming in and getting out of control. So they had to
sober them up a bit during the night.
You know, kind of like a Dodgers game. So they had
as someone who's been a scare
Cubs,
actor before,
Cubs.
Too many drunk people are just stupid and bad behavior. Like, I'm all for you going out and having a good time and, you know, having a couple drinks, but, like, handle yourself and don't touch the people working there, if it, someone come to your job, no.
But it makes sense, though. Like, I like the way they did it. They kept it under control.
That's cool.
It wasn't a frat party, you know?
It
was kind of under control, and if you wanted to drink, you had to stay there. You weren't going into the lines and everything. So they kind of kept it under control. Mad props to
That's
Universal
good.
For kind of experimenting to see about that. The line was pretty long, let's just put it that way. So, things
too.
That one wasn't on the sign, though.
And I'm going
110 minutes for most.
And we're going to kind of speed through the things we didn't like, because I don't want to put a lot of shade on Universal Studios, because I love their attractions. I love what they do. I love every year they're doing it. They kind of up their ante every year. But I'm going to complain a little bit about... I'm just going to be a big whiner. It's just the lines. I just think there's got to be... I don't want to have to pay $200. Kate, you guys gave me a firm instructions on how to do it better. Show up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me, what's the best way to handle the lines?
You just have to you got to start earlier.
Right.
And then, go to the back and then work your way forward. And then you just know at the end you're going to be standing in a long line.
Yep. Because
that way you've knocked out, like how many mazes are... Let's say there's 7 mazes.
Mm-hmm.
If you go early, you can probably get 4 of them done within the first hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get all that extra time to finish the rest of them. Otherwise, it's impossible.
It is.
Almost, to get them all done in time.
Right.
Which, that's been one of my complaints about.
The tram closed early, so that was part of the reason why we kind of... Because it's like 11:45, it's done, so we're like, let's just knock that out. And then we got confused and accidentally... We would have done Titans of Terror later and came back and done that, but we accidentally got in line for that. thinking it was the tram.
Right, right. Got so the lines is my main complaint.
Line organization can be a little tricky, too, of figuring out where to go in line.
That was kind of rough, like, yeah, in the back part where they have there's like four of them,
and you're like, wait, where do I go? Because sometimes if the entrance is here, but the line starts back here. Right. So that's...
Although that is my favorite part. I love being back inside the back lot with these, like, four-story building back lot all around you, and it's pretty amazing. Like, I love Halloween Horror Nights Orlando. I absolutely love it. But this is one thing they don't have, is that giant backlot. Yeah, and it's the Titans of Terror tram is something they don't have as well. One of my complaints was the Saw maze. Maybe I'm not a fan of the Saw films, the first one. Like, Luke, you keep arguing with me. Like,
I enjoyed the first one. Even kind of the second one I did. But nah.
I've watched almost all of them. I've liked them most.
I've liked all of them. Yeah. I just got tired of this maze, which was basically you walk through, we're pulling guts out of people, no one's jumping at you. Is anybody jumping at you? Maybe that jigsaw guy.
I don't know. It did feel like you're going through like a torture museum, basically.
Yeah, it was. And it was like, I felt like they wasted space on that one. So, and I was upset I didn't get to go into Blumhouse. Is it Blumhouse?
You know, I enjoyed it.
I wanted to see that one. And I missed Insidious.
Because I was
curious.
What was
in Blumhouse? Was it like...
It starts with The Purge. Yeah. And then it goes to the new movie, Happy Death Day. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I wanted to see...
And then it goes into... Oh, wait, no. Okay, I can't remember if that's second or third. And then the other one is Sinister.
Okay, cool.
I don't like demon movies, so... both Insidious...
Get Out thing with, like, someone twirling a teacup in there or something. Like
both
that.
Insidious and Sinister were... like not really fun for me because I just don't like demons.
But the maze was pretty good.
You don't like demons.
I'm a little over those plot lines. I recently watched the two Conjuring movies and Annabelle, and I'm like, it's just so overused.
Conjuring was creepy. Yeah. What about but Insidious had its
own
house.
I don't dislike the films. I just like the demon possession thing was.
I think they're overdoing it.
Yeah, Insidious had its own maze again. Like first maze I ever went through at Horror Nights was Insidious 2 years ago. So it was I was literally just like this the whole time, just because like I said So and they do the like you know the thread hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. Yep.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. So but I did find that a lot of the mazes seemed a lot darker this year, so mm-hmm. it was a lot harder to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hasn't normally been, I don't remember them being as dark in the past mm-hmm. couple of years, so I was kind of like, I can't see anything. So, you know, that's where I would literally, like, if there was like a 3-foot gap where there was nobody, mm-hmm. where it was just pitch black, and you would see the curtain, I would like look through the curtain and then just jump.
Yep.
Because I was like, there could be someone here, and I can't see
them. You know what? They were not so, like, let me get to the microphone. They were not so bad about, like, having 20 people go through every half a second. Like, they were allowing you to, like, have some breathing room and walk through and enjoy. I think
that's why the lines were slow. No, I don't know.
People like him, like, we would go through and then we'd get done. He would linger for, like, I don't know, a minute. We're, like, waiting. Like, where's Luke at?
At the beginning, just so...
Just enjoying the production design and the atmosphere.
And wanting a fresh scare.
So would you suggest... suggest people go to Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's
I missed Halloween. That's still, like, I love that
I missed one. The Halloween
There's nothing that,
not
like,
there.
Really stuck out as, like, oh... Like, the Halloween one just felt so good. But, yeah, a lot of fun. You definitely got to do it,
Also,
do as much as you can, more than we did.
Also, the scare zone on the back lot was also a highlight because I thought it was really cool. It was like the demonic.
Was crazy.
One. Yeah. And I thought that was really cool what they did with
she
it.
She hates the demons and it scared the crap out of her. No,
we went through it when no one else was there.
But the makeup back then was pretty amazing. The demons that they had done with the giant horns and everything, mm-hmm. they did a great job on that.
It was literally me and my friend, and no one else was in the scare zone.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So if you go, if you guys are going to go to Halloween Horror Nights, I suggest you start going early. It's going to get super crowded the closer you get to Halloween. But you know what?
And you went on a Friday.
You know what?
Offense.
I'm going to say something. It's not going to get any more crowded than when we went. It was so loud.
Thursday or Sundays.
I was just going to say Thursday or Sundays.
Thursday, Sundays. Yeah. Do they go all week, that last week of Halloween?
The last week, I believe, that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And do they do then the November 1st
Monday,
and 2nd?
Closed Monday, and then they have it Halloween Day.
Right, but they
and
go into
they
November.
Work. Yeah, that's the first weekend of November.
Yeah, they go through Friday.
I think it's only Friday, Saturday. I don't think
they
have it Sunday.
I think they go through the 4th, I think.
Yeah, it's either the 4th or the 5th. I don't know.
So go to it. We highly recommend it. All right, Katie, I keep on saying, we have two K's in the room tonight. Carrie.
Carrie and Katie.
Carrie and Anthony this week. We're going to jump into Trick or Treat as we finish off the podcast tonight. Yeah. Trick or Treat, which is a great movie. Carrie, you guys did, what was it you did this past Friday, you and Anthony?
We did a live watch of Trick or Treat on the Popcorn Talk channel, and I also did it on my Periscope, too.
It was kind of fun. I was watching parts. I was homesick. I've still been coughing a little bit tonight. But it was kind of fun to watch you guys watch that, and it got me excited about talking about the film tonight. So can you give us like a little rundown of the film?
So if you guys have never heard of Trick or Treat, it's this really great kind of cult classic at this point film. It didn't really get a huge theatrical kind of release. It was more like an indie film thing, and you generally find it by word of mouth. I screened it at a Halloween party myself, and it is an anthology, which anthologies are awesome, personally, I think. And they tie all the different stories together really well. And it's just kind of mainly all these kind of Halloween traditions, and some of them kind of spin it on your head in a really good way. And there's this kind of one character named Sam, who's this little child thing. It's that rounded head with, like, the scarecrow.
And if you're watching, this is Sam. You'll see Sam on the screen in a second.
I think he's really cute,
That is Sam.
And it's played, oh my gosh, I'm blanking out his name, but it's played by the kid who's the son in Man in the High Castle.
Oh, wow.
Of the Nazis. So I was like, oh, it's that guy. So he was much smaller at this point. But this character, which you don't get a whole lot of backstory on what
I thought it was a kid by the movements. Like, it moved very childlike.
He was a kid when they filmed it. Now he's, like, early teen, I think, on Man in the High Castle. But anyway, that thing is in all the different anthologies and is kind of watching and does some menacing things. So don't disrespect Halloween traditions. It's kind of the main plot.
Yeah, like, that's what it is.
Don't hear Rod Serling as a baby with a burlap sack.
Super creepy.
And killer lollipops.
And Sam is named after, if I'm not mistaken, I always say it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. It's Samhain or something. Like,
in the description, I just thought it was S-A-M.
I know, but I think he's named after Samhain. Like what Halloween was originally called.
They do say that in one of the shorts. There's a group of young kids, and they're talking about an old town legend. And a girl who's kind of like awkward and nerdy, she tells one of the other kids, like, "Yes, this is the original thing of Halloween. This is the original tradition of it." So it's just so good. It's shot well. The stories are great. There's actually a lot of comedy in it and some dark comedy. A lot of cameos.
Especially when he's digging and all this stuff keeps up. He's like, what?
I think the movie is crazy funny. It kind of reminds me of
a lot of humor. Actually.
I can tell, like, it's like your films seem to be in the same.
Oh, nice.
That kind of
warped. Thank you.
I call it warped humor.
Yeah, good, there's some dark humor. Because there are parts of it that are just awkwardly funny, and it's good, or it's just so bizarre that it's funny.
Like, you're trying to bury a dead body and it won't stay down. You just have to keep jabbing and cutting it to pieces until it stops wriggling.
And we actually watched it for research because we're writing a horror movie.
Oh, that just disappointed me.
It's a really good one, though.
I first heard about it a couple years ago at Comic-Con, and then I heard about it again at one of the horror conventions in town. And it was this cool movie that nobody had seen that everybody was wanting to see. But
I have a signed poster.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Who signed it?
Where is it?
A friend went to another screening of it. I need to double check. I'll tweet you guys a photo. They went to the special screening, and then they're like, "I don't want it." And then you're like, "You want?" I'm like, "Yes." So we have.
It's kind of crazy. It started building this fan base.
Yeah.
And nobody had seen it just because it was like the mythology of Trick or Treat. Is it? Nobody could see it. Couldn't find. But everybody talked about everyone who saw it. It was making its way around film festivals. And I saw it at Comic-Con in 2009, I think.
Nice.
And it was amazing. I just was like, I could not understand why this movie didn't find a wide distribution. Is it a Warner Brothers? Is it a Warner Brothers film? I do not think it is.
I'll have to get back
to that. I'm like, hold on. No, I was like, I'm trying to, we were just watching. I'm like, who was the, like, it said the beginning, and I'm like, even the beginning has a kind of good comic booky feel when they start. There's like images that
Warner,
like, that's
Brothers.
The,
it's Warner Brothers.
It is Warner Brothers. Yeah. Nice. Like the ads are introducing the plot line, and actually, if you watch closely, it gives you little bits of hidden gems at the beginning with the comic book parts. Hinting at stuff later.
There's actually a series of comic books that has since been released telling some of these stories. Super graphic, super
so gory. Good. It's very rated R. There's tons of gore in it. There's very little nudity. There's only like one. Oh, I was like, titties once or twice.
There's two boobs.
There's two. There's one on the DVD, and then there's one on this other group scene, and then this one I noticed because then you're like,
yeah.
From doing acting stuff, I like how one of the girls, she's like this. Mm-hmm. So she specifically is like, she's topless, but she's not showing more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because she's like, yeah, I'll be naked-ish.
Naked-ish.
And that's about, that's it.
I'll be naked adjacent.
They're swearing, and then, but mainly the R is for blood and gore.
And there's a lot of that.
Yes, but, a lot.
But here's what's cool. Here's what I loved about it. It was billed as an anthology film, which is cool.
I love horror anthologies.
I love horror, but this was an upper level. This was done even better because each of the anthologies tied together. This
so
one,
well.
And all of them were kind of happening at the same time.
Yes, I was. Well, yes and no. That would be one thing I would suggest for people watching it is some of these stories, you'll kind of be a little confused on the timeline, but mm-hmm. it will make sense as it keeps going because one of them, you'll think they're simultaneous, but it will actually say earlier, later, mm-hmm. or it will be like, oh, yes, that's where so-and-so was and that's where it went because I had some people be like, wait a minute. I'm like, just stick with it. It's fine.
Like, one of my favorites, and I didn't know, I was reading about it. I won't give anything away, but there's a scene when some kids are trick-or-treating and this funny drunk lady dressed up comes to the door. You'll see her in that big scene you were talking about, you know, that features the nudity, with the hot dog that was dressed up behind her in the house.
Oh, I don't think I even noticed
that. I didn't.
Yeah. Right, about what?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good catch.
Yeah.
Right
good.
By the way.
Voice of God.
Voice of God. Hey, God. Or Anthony. Well, you saw it with Carrie this past week. What did you think?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I had seen it previous to that, mm-hmm. to this viewing. But
been a while, though.
I forgot a lot of things. So I was, like, still getting it while I was watching it. It still holds up really well. Mm-hmm. And I can see why it's a cult classic. And it's definitely, it's become one of my favorites to watch around this time.
I loved it. And it has a sequel that is in preparation. We don't know when that's going to come out. Probably be another one of those things that never get released. But no, the sequel will get released, I'm sure. But what's cool, the director was talking about Sam, the little boy that we saw earlier. And you were talking about how we don't know very much about his past. They didn't say
not so much, no.
And he says we're not really going to know very much about his past, except that he has existed for quite some time.
You kind of know that because there's a part in it where these kids are talking about a town legend that was like 20 years ago or something, and Sam's there. Mm-hmm. So he's at least, you know, been around that while and is the same size.
And let me tell you some of the legends. This is, okay, we're going to have to wrap here soon, but some of the legends that get you into trouble, and I won't tell you how you get into trouble. Like, one of the legends is, do not blow your candle out in your pumpkin before Halloween is over. If mm-hmm. you do, very, very bad things will happen to you.
Don't destroy pumpkins.
Do not destroy. That's the main legend of the night.
That's rude, too. Like, breaking someone's doing it's someone else's yard. I'm like, that's not even your own home.
I know.
Yeah, they worked hard on that.
Let me just tell you, there were repercussions for the big doofus that was...
Uh-huh.
And I was not at all upset about that.
No.
I was so demented, like, yeah.
Coming from someone who once tripped a child.
I was at an attraction one time and Universal Studios, and this kid kept running around and around and around, and his mother would not make him stop. So
Jim, being the great guy he is,
I just stretched, put my foot out just so that kid could trip and fall down and cry. And I was so happy.
High five.
He's Robert Downey and due date.
You would not have had to do that if you were at the Queen Mary Haunted.
They throw them over.
Right, yes.
But what's another part that you really loved in this movie?
There's a kind of bait and switch that happens that I like. I can't tell you because that gives it away. But
I love.
Was great. Mm-hmm. And again, how characters interact in their callbacks. Just overall, it's highly recommended. It's really good. Perfect Halloween type of movie.
And
what happened to the kid? All by himself, but he's kind of crazy.
That was kind of the sad part without giving... The son?
Yes, we did kind of wonder about that. But
part two,
yeah.
Sequel.
Part two,
I bet you comes
he'll
out.
Be back.
Yeah, we don't know about mom.
I thought he was the pumpkin kid at first.
I did too. I thought
like,
that
it's going to be him.
There
but
could
it's
be
not
a mom around
face.
That we don't know about.
No, she's dead.
Did they say no?
They said that she was dead. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you she's buried in that backyard though. I don't want to give anything away.
That's
but
what I was thinking too.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like, what if she came back though? Like, I don't know.
The dad's back.
All I would say is this: notice how people are dressed. It matters.
Yep.
They're costumed.
Yep.
No, notice what's going on behind people, beside people.
Because some people just bump into each other, and that's the connection to the other storyline. You're like, oh, wait, it's the people from the other one.
It's like watching Lost, better. And we do have to wrap.
No, wait, real quick. I went to Disneyland and California Adventure, and they have Halloween stuff. And it's awesome. I did like it. I think California Adventure has way better decorations going on.
Yes.
I did not get to see the parades because I was late, but I missed them. I didn't do that.
First
they
year
do have
California's been open for it,
though. Is that
you?
What'd you say?
It's the first year California Adventure's been open for the Halloween thing.
It's the first time they've ever been decorated for Halloween. Did you see Oogie Boogie? Oogie Boogie at the entrance?
Yes, right at the entrance. Guardians of the Galaxy has a small dance show to the side of it, which was really fun. And yeah, just so many great pumpkin decorations.
The Monster Mash.
Ignore him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Not to plug them, but I like that. I think it's BuzzFeed did a list of like things that you could do at California Adventure, and most of them I was like, yes. But some of them I hadn't done yet. But great food things, and I do recommend it if you're able to go.
Also, you were talking about the Guardians attraction. It's called Monsters After Dark. After Dark, and right now they have a special Halloween version of the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction.
Oh, cool!
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And like if you go into the Cars Land. Everything's been super Halloween.
It's so fun.
But in car style. Which is so great. All right, is there anything else we have to cover this week? We love the movie Trick or Treat. If you have not had a chance to view it, you can download it right now on Amazon. That's where I got it, Jake.
No.
Oh, you were pointing.
I was pointing, like, do it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week to the Scare Guys show. We wish we had a whole lot more time because we're getting so excited. We're getting so close to Halloween. We have some shows coming up. Subscribe here to the Scare Guy, and we hope to be bringing the scariest news of the week. We had a lot of stuff we wanted to get to tonight. A knife came flying at me. We were not able to get to the Scare Gym video tonight. Go to our website. You can find that. Also, we will be listing the top horror attractions in the country, which we will be talking about next time. All right, so you can find me at Scare. You can find me at thescareguy.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at ConGuyJim. Where can we find everybody else?
Yes, you guys can find me online at Carrie D Lane on Twitter and Instagram. That's KARIDLANE.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at KT_Christine with a C, and then my cosplay account is Katie's_fairytale.
I'm on Twitter at JT Hummus. You can find me in person at the Warner lot. Come down and take a tour. It'll be a lot of fun.
Transition. And I'm Cheeseman on the Couch, also known as Luke Cheeseman. You can find me on Twitter at ConGuyLuke and on thescareguy.com. And please, Halloween Horror Nights, somehow figure out a way to make a Jaws Halloween Horror Nights house. I don't know how you do it. You can feel underwater, shark heads popping out, Quint with a knife. Craziness. It can be done. I believe in you, Universal.
And join us October 13th at the Vista Theater as we see on Friday the 13th. It's a theater where Scream Part 2 was filmed at the very beginning.
Live Alone. It's Live a line alone. From Scream.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much, all you horror freaks. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.
Stay spooky.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.